Hello, my name is Akeem Brown, and this is Akeem's Dream Show. You may be wondering what the hell this podcast is about, and I'm still trying to figure it out. But all I know is when I got a lot of ideas in my 20s, I wrote them down. And in every episode, I'm going to try to unpack one of these ideas and theories, as well as interview people I find really fascinating. Ideas about the end of sobriety, suborbital travel, NFTs, salt and pepper, and really anything else that I find that tickles my fancy. So strap in for a fun ride, and I hope you learn something new. Let's take it up a notch. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Akeem's Dream Show. And today we're going to be talking about my generation. So go ahead and talk shit. Talk shit about me. So go ahead and talk shit about my generation. And no, we're not talking about Limp Bizkit today, but I just love that song. My generation is Gen Y, right? So the people who ask why a lot. Why? Why did we go to the moon? Why are we having why are the oceans rising? Or why is my latte ever so hot? All these questions the Gen Yers ask. And I was born in 1991. And people born between the years of 1981 and 1996 are understood as Gen Y, or AKA millennials. So these are people who are coming of age when a lot of things in the world were kind of just taken off, like social media and all these other things. But I'm not just interested in the time people are born. I'm interested in what that meant, like what was going on in the world during that time. And I would argue that outside of the silent generation or the greatest generation, whatever you want to call it, the group of folks born between 1928 and 1945, our generation, Gen Y, people who weren't born between the ages of 1981 and 1996, have probably seen the greatest shift in human nature and humankind in the last 120, 150 years, easily, since the Industrial Revolution. So to kind of pull back from this whole macro scope of the generations and what they mean and kind of their place in the world today, let's turn back the pages to the silent generation. So these are the folks born between 1928 and 1945. So these are kind of, and you could almost go back to like the turn of the century, 1900. They're also known as the lost generation, some of them. But these are the folks who, saw the world dive back into World War II. Global conflicts out of control, but they are also coming of age and starting families when the world, especially if you lived in the West, was seeing the most amount of abundance it's ever seen in its entire life. The silent generation and the lost generation, they gave birth to the baby boomers. And the baby boomers are often maligned, but they were a very productive generation. They were a very populous generation. They had a lot of births. Right? Because when you came home from war, all the soldiers, they turned the lights off and they started pumping them out. But 1946 to 1964. So my parents are baby boomers, right at the end of being baby boomers. And you could say very productive generation. Also, they're going to suck a lot of the social welfare system. They're going to drain from it because they're so populous. They're the most populated generation until Gen Y that we've ever seen in the history of the world, because so many people had babies after World War II. You think about World War II, the amount of fatalities, I think it's upwards of 75 million people total when you think about the fatalities in the wars and then also the camps where they killed people at mass in Europe. It's almost 100 million people, 100 million deaths. So the world had a lot of work to do to kind of repopulate the earth. Anyways, baby boomers, okay boomer, right? That's that meme going on. So after the baby boomers, you had Generation X, right? So these are people born between 1965 and 1980. People who are in society today are probably at the top of the income ladder between the ages of 39 and 54. Right, they're the people who are running society right now today. Realistically, people who are at the top of their jobs, the top of their game, they're Gen X right now. They're the parents right now. They're the people who are raising kids and doing all that stuff. And then there's my generation, millennials, 1981, 1996. And that'd be people today between the ages of like 24 and 40. So you're looking at my generation. So millennials, we've surpassed the baby boomers as the world's largest living adult generation, which is it was interesting because that means that the baby boomers and Gen Xers just went to town. They had a lot of kids. And that kind of goes to show you the prosperity that we've seen in the last 20, 30 years. It's always interesting to me when people say, oh man, we have so much work to do and the world's so bad and there's so many issues. And I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, sister, like 100%. There's a lot of issues. But if there's so many issues, why is it that we've seen the biggest progress when it comes to births, when it comes to the increase of population, when it comes to the quality of life, when it comes to the life expectancy on the planet? All those things, all those metrics have gone up substantially. I mean, I don't care who you are or what race you are or what your background is. You'd much rather be alive today than at any other point in history. It's a great time to be alive. The advances in medical technology, medical science, computer technology, transportation, food quality, everything has gone up and up and up and up. Even in the developing countries, they have access to a lot of these things now. So it's a great time to be alive. That's what I'm trying to say, which is why people are having more kids. Although I have heard some statistics about birth, you know, kids not being born at the rate they were in the 70s and 80s. I think that between the 50s and the 80s or 90s, that was probably the peak of human reproduction, right? Where we were making more babies than people were dying. But I think it's probably closer to zero right now, or less than the mortality rate. I don't think we're outbreeding the mortality rate in society. I think people are having less kids than they used to, especially these Zoomers who are after Gen Y. But millennials, back to millennials. It says we're very well educated. And this is according to the Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center. So very well educated. 36 of millennial females and 26 of millennial males have a bachelor's degree, which is pretty good. A lot of single people in Gen Y. So 57% have never been married in Gen Y. And although 50% have never been married, 1 in 4 millennials are now parents. So a lot of kids out of wedlock. And that's interesting. City dwellers, 88% of millennials live in metro areas, which is a crazy stat. So if we're the biggest, most populated generation in the history of the world, and almost 90% of us live in cities, that's a trend for the rest of the world. That means that we're moving away from the countryside and moving into the cities. The cities are becoming more dense. And if you are working in anything with developments or city planning or any of that stuff, it's good to know, because you got to build for more density nowadays. Can't be like San Francisco, have 7 million people living there and then just build single family homes. Like, it's not going to work. You got to build for more density. I'm all over the place today, but it's not just about the people, like I was mentioned earlier, about these generations. It's about the movements and the inventions and the culture. And let's start there with the culture. So between the years of 1981 and 1996, there was a lot of cool cultural things that were happening, right? So you had a lot of cool cartoons that were started during this time. Birthed, you could call these cartoons Gen Yers. So like shows like The Simpsons, shows like Seinfeld, athletes like Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky. American culture went around the world, right? It was no longer globalization, it was Americanization. That really boomed in the 80s. You think about things that are invented during my generation, Gen Y inventions. And they weren't invented by Gen Yers, but they happened during the Gen Y time frame. You think about the internet, right? Invented by the military in the 80s. You think about personal computers. You know, Bill Gates started Microsoft in 1975. And by the 1980s, he had built out a personal computer and the Microsoft Windows system software for the computer systems. Because the computer was already kind of around, but the software for the computers wasn't really developed until the 1980s. And then cell phones, right? In the early 1990s, you had cell phones kind of come around. Home video games like Nintendo were kind of birthed during this time. And then you have other things like different movements that were happening, right? Two that I'll kind of really chat on that I think have huge ramifications today are political correctness, which I'm not a fan of. You might have caught that by now on this show. PC culture and all that. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I know that it was birthed in the early 90s where, you know, policing thought and policing people became more prominent and kind of spurred out of academia. And then you also have the hip hop revolution. So, you know, this is a movement that was kind of birthed in the 70s out of disco. And by the mid to late 80s, it was just exploding across the culture, hip hop. And I think these are kind of, there's a million other things I could kind of look at. But if you think about my generation, 81 to 96, people born during this time, they grew up with these inventions, which I think are so instrumental to the future of the world that they can't be overlooked and they can't be overseen. They can't be downplayed. Like, think about computers, internet, hip hop, cartoons, video games. These are things that 99% of the population uses or does on a daily basis now. And these all came during my generation. So yeah, it's a wild thing. Like, you go back to the silent generation, the greatest generation, they had something called the radio that was invented. And that's still around. So that was a huge one. I think every generation is good for at least one or two big innovations. But I think my generation, Gen Y, had maybe two or three or four, not just one. The Gen Zers, right, the people who were born 1996 to like 2010, during their generation, you can look at things like social media taking off, being huge, cryptocurrency taking off. Being invented during those times. But there's a lot of things that are happening now. So it's crazy times, but think about your generation. Think about, you know, your colleagues. And then also, if you are a manager out there, wouldn't this be good information to know? What the Gen Yers, who they are, what they're prone to be kind of deferential to because of what they grew up around. Interesting stuff. Very, very interesting stuff. So yeah, my generation, Gen Y. We ask why a lot because a lot of shit happened when we were kind of growing up. But I wouldn't want to be born in any other generation, that's for sure. I think I like where I was, like where I am. And with that being said, go ahead and talk shit. Talk shit about me. So go ahead and talk shit about my generation. Peace.